You have broken through the fog of the mainstream wrestling media. You have found your last guiding light. This is 10 Pounds of Podcast. Did you find us from that flashing mustache? Folks, in this episode, I add Jason to the flat world domination map. Don't compare me to mainstream wrestling media. That's like comparing apples to pomegranates. I talk about ROH 386, and if you got questions, send them in to at NWA Podcast on Twitter. That's something like that. All right, bye. All right, good morning, everybody. Hi there. Ho there. Adam Rotella here. Did you miss me, NWA fans? I bet you have. Well, welcome to our new filming schedule. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, coming at you with NWA content. I still believe our live chats for NWA will be on Monday. That's right, folks. As of right now, I do have Monday off, so we will be joining each other at 7:30 on Monday for our live chat on the NWA. Make sure you don't miss that. It's going to be fun. No bell for that. Come on, Adam. Have you ever done the show in that long you don't know when to do a bell? Folks, we'd like to start the show like we usually start the show. We are going to welcome a new person to the flat world domination map. My friends, we'd like to thank Jason, owner, proprietor, vlogger, photographer, owner, business guy, writer. Is there anything else Jason does for the Alliance? That's what he does. That's what he does. Moderator. There we go. Let's add Jason to the flat world domination map. Coming to us from Riverside, California. There you go, Jason. Thank you so much, my man. Very, very cool. Now, folks, when it comes to Jason and the mainstream wrestling media, do not compare me to these people. My friends, this is like comparing apples and pomegranates. And I'm the apple. I mean, come on. My name is Adam, after all. My friends, the only thing that I want you to take seriously from this show is my work ethic. That's about it. We are not journalists. We are not analysts. My friends, I dropped out of high school. If anyone out there is taking my life advice or taking any of my things seriously other than my work ethic, you have been brainwashed by your own mainstream media, my friends. Good Lord Almighty, do not compare us to these people. No, no, no. In fact, just yesterday on my unplugged day, because you know, guys, you're going to be seeing a whole lot of me coming up. Good Lord, 90 days straight, 90 shows in 90 days for that other podcast that I do. But somebody just wrote yesterday, and this really made me laugh. They wrote, they know when the title defenses are coming up because they find it on Twitter, but never hear it from a podcast. My friends, if you already know that is happening, how many times do you need to hear it? Good Lord Almighty! I mean, this is the echo chamber of the mainstream wrestling media, my friends. I'm not here to give you scoops. I'm not here to report on things. I'm here to let you know what I think about things. And I think that I have a very unique point of view when it comes to the world. I think I have a very unique point of view when it comes to wrestling. Hell, I don't want to take wrestling seriously. I don't want to use terms like work and shoot when I'm talking about wrestling. I want to talk about wrestling like it's actually happening, like how we used to talk about wrestling. Do not be a dirt sheet mark, my friends. How about that, dirt sheet mark? You don't hear that ever. Well, we're going to flip the tables on the mainstream wrestling media for the next coming years, my friends. They are the marks, not us. Bam. Yeah, baby. Love, love that. Okay, but yeah, folks, if you already know when the title defense is going to happen, why do you need me to tell you? Why do you need other people to tell you? Twitter is going to be your best bet for finding these things out. NWA is going to be your best bet for finding these things out. I don't have... This line only goes to William Patrick Corgan, my friends, and this guy's off rock-starring it around, so don't expect the NWA to call me, but I do expect Mr. Corgan to call at some point in our existence. We'll see when that happens. Now, folks, I know that you guys want to get that news, but we have to remember that this show is staffed by cats. And cats have a whole different perception of time than humans do. So if you want that news right away, we're on cat time here, my friends. You'll get that breaking report within 2 weeks. And we'd like to thank the staff for all that they do. Thank you, Aria. Thank you, Kino. You know, my friends, this year we are doubling down on me. We are doubling down on the vibe, and we are tripling down on the weird, because everyone else wants to take their wrestling podcast so goddamn seriously. It's about time we get a breath of fresh air from somebody who just wants to work in wrestling, somebody that just wants to be a part of wrestling. You know what? I'm not looking to be on camera for the NWA. I'm not looking to be on camera for freaking anybody. I'll sweep the floor, my friends. I just want the lifestyle. I don't even want to own an apartment. I want to be on the move every single day of my life. I don't want to own an apartment. I don't want to have these things tying me down to one place. I'll sweep the floor, wrestling community. I just want to be a part of the ecosystem. And this is the best way to get people's attention that works inside wrestling. This is the best way to show my work ethic, to show my philosophy, and to show the way that I think about wrestling. So folks, again, I am not a reporter. I am not an analyst. I don't know how many times I say that. Watch me for fun. I think a lot of you out there really enjoy yourselves. If you're enjoying yourself, comment below. I know that you are. If you've never written a comment, comment below as well. There we go. There's some engagement. Now, folks, I have, as I always do, stuck to what I said. And I have gone through some ROH television. I am on ROH 386. You see, folks, like I said, we're on cat time on episode ROH 386. And I definitely have some things to say about the NWA dealing with this episode. This is when our champion, Nick Aldis, faced PJ Black in a World's Heavyweight Championship match. Now, the first thing I want to say about this is I am so happy that they cut the speaking part in front of the oldest music. I mean, that thing was... it was nice. Don't get me wrong. I enjoyed it. But it was kind of drawn out, you know? It was just really drawn out. It took so long for that intro to get done that by the time our champ did walk out on the stage, you know, it was like 5 minutes into the goddamn song. So I'm glad that that music was cut. I'm not sure if it's been cut forever, but at least for this show, it was cut, and I enjoyed that quite a bit. One of the things I did notice was that when our champion came out from behind the curtain, the crowd clapped politely, still having some trouble with that ROH crowd. You know, I'm still feeling a vibe from that audience, even through the TV, that a lot of people are like, who the hell invited this guy to the party? But... a much, much better response than the last time I've seen it. A much, much better response for our champion. And it's, you know, it's going to be a process, my friends. It's going to be a process, but it's fun to watch. I wish that the NWA would really embrace this even more and talk about it even more in their content. Talk about it even more in 10 pounds of gold. But hey, our champion gets on the second turnbuckle, raises his hands, puts up that beautiful title, and we even get some streamers. Yeah, I think there was a four streamer count. Better than none. Better than one. Also, one streamer just looks so pathetic on ROH when it goes by. Ugh. But what got a giant pop, and this is so interesting, guys. This is, again, where Nick Aldis wrestles means so much to the reaction that he and the NWA are going to get. LA, big reaction. Aldis always gets a very good reaction from championship wrestling from Hollywood. When he's in Philadelphia, yeah, little rough. But here, a big pop comes when the NWA title is being defended in Atlanta for the first time since 1993. They make that announcement, and there is a big roar from the crowd. So interesting that these people still hold the NWA so close to their hearts, my friends. This is the 20-year plan. We're in year 19 of it right now. That shows that people still care. That shows that that title still means something. We just got to keep finding those people and finding those locations. But that was awesome. Also, what I thought was really good, the commentators are doing a great job of pointing out the 60-minute time limit in this. They're starting to indoctrinate us into that retro forward feel. Lagana talked about that on a podcast recently, a retro forward feel. And that took my breath away when he said that. That was really, really cool. But the match is happening. Match is going well. Great match. If you guys haven't seen it, go back. ROH 386. Great, great match in there. You can find it on the Fight app. That's where I watched it. Very convenient for me. Halfway through the match, they go to commercials. And I got to ask you guys, you've been watching ROH longer than I have. Is there like an overabundance of crack users watching ROH? I mean, what's the deal with all of these addiction help commercials? Folks, if you're out there watching me and you're smoking crack, please enjoy yourself. Don't listen to the mainstream crack media, my friends. I mean, these commercials are all over ROH. Good God Almighty, who's watching this product? But one of the big, big bumps of the match, one of the big, big segments of the match, Camille moves Aldis out of the way and she takes the bump and Jesus, whoo-hoo! Was that a hard, hard bump that Camille took? That was very cool to watch. I think Camille has even been hanging out at the Tried and True Training Center for a little while. I hope that there is a camera crew following her through her journey, because that would be interesting. I'm very interested in that, what she's doing. So, all in all, end of the match, our champion, Nick Aldis, wins and retains, of course. Great match, guys. Go back and watch it. Go back and watch it. Enjoy the addiction commercials. One more thing I wanted to mention about ROH since I have you guys here is Juice Robinson came out during this episode, and he talks about the honor of Ring of Honor. He talks about the legacy of Ring of Honor. My friends, this is something that I can really get behind. This is the first time I've really heard Ring of Honor talk about who they were, talk about where they're going. And this Juice Robinson guy, very, very fun. The way that ROH is approaching this new golden age of wrestling, they are taking a much more humbled approach than other companies, and that's an approach that I can really get behind. My friends, join us on Monday when we have another show. We're going to be watching that pay-per-view that Nick Aldis gave commentary on the whole time. Really excited to see how our champion handled that. My friends, the show ends, but the work just begins. Let's try that pencil flip again. Oh, one more time. One more time. Come on. The kids love it when I do it. There we go. The show ends, but the work just begins. Bye-bye, everybody. All right. I am not a journalist. I am not an analyst.